Thank you, Warren.
You're hosting, Jeb.
Sure.
Joe, you want to make me a co-host so I could just share the stuff?
Sure. How do I do that?
You click on my name. There's the three buttons.
Yeah.
Should I ask to make a host or something?
Make a co-host. Okay. Done.
And you're recording it?
Yep.
Great. We should actually record this to show to see how well everyone.
Avi, you want to call the rabbi just to make sure he's able to get in?
Didn't he?
Sure. You have to hold on 1 second. There's two options, either to put in a number or to put a ID. Which is right there.
What a fantastic Bonnie Bear song that you picked. It was kind of like this indie folk genre that you are. And
kids playing around with background settings.
Yeah.
I thought that was you.
Me? I don't know. No.
Kids these days. Avi, you want to call the rabbi? I think he's having trouble getting in.
Yeah, I was going to do that.
Oh, he's in. He's in.
Okay. Now I know I can't do...
Sorry about that, Tucker. Can you just send a link to this to the group to make it easier for people?
There's no link.
I didn't set it. I didn't set it up.
Oh, I just typed in. Just copy and pasted the URL. Does that work?
That's what I was referring to. Does that work?
I don't know.
Good.
I just pasted it.
Should work, I think.
All right.
It looks like everybody's here. We're good. Waiting room is a pain in the toughest.
I just have the Myra McCullough open. Does anyone else just want to maybe write in the group? Is anyone else we should be waiting?
They would have missed it if they had a problem.
I think we should write in the group. All right. Shalom, Pedro. So, tonight, we are not, we're starting a brand new studio. A fascinating studio that really pertains to a lot of different inyanim that connect to Zmani Ayom. A lot of topics and ideas that we mention often, but we're not necessarily, I want to dedicate this year that's being sponsored for Shifra Bas Miriam Mirtz Hashem. The words of the Divrei Torah should be trigger a speedy recovery for her. There are many concepts when it comes to Zmani Ayom that we often talk about, and there are really a lot of practical implications to these Zmani Ayom. And it really is something that's important to just be mitzader And as all of halacha is, and when you put things into context and you come from the background, then it's easier to follow and to be shomer than halachas. And hopefully we'll be together all those in yonim that connect to zmanei hayom in halacha. There are things that are discussed in terms of shkia, seis. How do we define those things? At first glance, it does get a little bit complicated. We're going to try to simplify it, make a few assumptions in order to present it as simple as possible, and then we'll break it down in terms of trying to get all the different shitas as best as we can. Where does the shkia? What is defined as shkia? What is defined as tzeis? What is defined as what is the relevance of 18 minutes? What is the relevance of 40 minutes? Where do all these different zmanim come from? What are the relevant halachos, and how do we paskin? How do we approach these things? And what are our options based on that? So this is something that we embark upon on a weekly basis, and we really have to understand on a deeper level what's very severe, what's serious, what do we hold like, what do we not hold like, and the Mirtz Hashem, hopefully tonight, will be able to understand that on a deeper level. So again, I want to cover Shkia, Tosefes, 18 minutes, 40 minutes, Tzeis, and understand on a deeper level the concept of Bein HaShmoshos. Before we start, Avi, do you have the or Adi, do you have either one? Do you have the video?
Yeah, I have it. I have the video.
I just want you to watch the following video, and hopefully through the shir, we'll be able to be Mesader, and understand the concepts through this video.
Wait, I gotta share it. Give me 1 second. Is everyone here? Okay. Okay.
What happens after the sun sets? Well, first off, the sunset is a point in time that the trailing point of the sun itself disappears below the horizon. But you probably already knew this. There's a lot that happens after the sun's fully set. You may have noticed, after the sun sets, it's still pretty bright outside. This time of the day is called twilight, or dusk. There are 3 stages of twilight: civil, nautical, and astronomical. Each stage has their own level of significance. Civil twilight is when the sun is 6 degrees below the horizon, from your perspective. The reason it's called civil twilight is because some governments recognize this stage as technically still daytime. And at this stage, it's still light enough outside where you can see objects visibly. Nautical twilight is the stage where the sun is 6 to 12 degrees below the horizon. It's harder to see during this stage. It got its name because sailors could still see the light where the sun set on the horizon, and used this to find their bearings and navigate the oceans. Astronomical twilight is when the sun is between 12 and 18 degrees below the horizon. This is when it is now dark enough for nighttime astronomy and when surveying the night skies can take place. But the sky can still get darker at this stage. After 18 degrees, it is now nighttime.
Okay, that is in a nutshell what we're going to talk about tonight, at least at the beginning of this year. How to define our terms in halacha in terms of Bein HaShmoshos, Shkia, Tzeis, and the different parts of night as it approaches. We're not going to really speak about a lot the Zmanei Hayom as it pertains to Shachris. Although, for those that's really outside the sugya tonight, that they do connect. And the shitas that we're going to establish tonight might affect how you calculate the entire day, whether or not you calculate the day from alos to nates, but that's a little bit more complicated than the sugya that we're going to do tonight. So, The first in the Maamar Makomos, if you look at source number one, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us that there's a concept called Bein Hashmashos. Bein Hashmashos is a Safek. Safek min hayom u'min halayla. Safek kula min hayom, Safek kula min halayla. So the Gemara says, Matilin oso l'chomer shnei hayomim. Ve'ezehu Bein Hashmashos mishetishka hachama. So the Gemara tells us, as well known as the concept of Bein Hashmashos is a Safek. It's because of this that whenever you're in the zone of Bein Hashmashos, so you have to be machmir for all Sveika Deoraisas. You have to be machmir for Hilchos Shabbos, and you are obligated to keep Malacha, even though it's not 100% clear that it's Shabbos, because it's not clear if it's day or night, like the Gemara just says. But any Sufik Deoraisa L'chumra, you have to be machmir from the Torah because of Hilchos Sveikas. The Gemara and this is what's said in the beginning of Simin Reis Samech Aleph in your Shulchan Aruch. This is the way the Shulchan Aruch starts off in the first Sif in Reis Samech Aleph. Safik Hashecha V'hu Bein Hashmashos. So the Gemara is telling you, the Mishnah is going to tell you, the Shulchan Aruch is going to tell you things that the Mishnah highlights, certain leniencies that exist specifically in Bein Hashmashos that we're going to get to in Mirz Hashem in future Shiurim. However, everything outside of these leniencies, that is something that you're going to have to be machmir by all of the malachos, all of the issues that pertain to Hilchos Shabbos, everything we've learned about until now, that all starts at the beginning of Bein Hashmashos. The Gemara tells us in later on in that Gemara Shabbos Lamed Daled, in source number two, Shir Bein Hashmashos Bekama, how long is Bein Hashmashos? Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmua, Shlosha Chelkei Mil. The Gemara has a debate between Rab and Rav Yosef. If you look in that Gemara, what exactly are the Shlosha Chalakim? We're going to assume, like Rabba right now, that it is 3/4 of a mil is the shear of Bein Hashmashos. How long is a mil? So that is a very loaded question. If for those that really want to delve into all the different variables, a mil is a size, is a distance in halacha. It pertains a lot to matzah, that the Gemara in Pesachim says that in the shear mil, your matzah could become chametz. So there are different shitas in the poskim, how long in the Rishonim, and in the poskim, how long a meal is. We're going to assume right now what the Mishnah Berurah assumes in Hilchos Matzah and Hilchos Pesach, that the basic understanding of what a meal is 18 minutes. So if you take 18 minutes, which is the distance of a meal, a person could walk in 18 minutes a meal. If you take the distance of a mil and you divide it into quarters, 3/4 of a mil would be 13.5 minutes. 13.5 minutes is 3/4 of a mil. That is the shear of Bein Hashmashos, like the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Daled tells us. Okay? Good. So now the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Tzadi Daled tells us, Mishkiya Sachama Vatsesa Kochavim Arbas Milim. The Gemara tells us that from Shkia until Tzeisak Ochavim, there's 4 mil. So if anyone could already realize what Tosfos points out in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Lamed Hey, he doesn't have it here, but Tosfos is a very important Tosfos. That's going to be the source of our shir. Tosfos asks a basic stira between these two Gemaras. These two Gemaras are the most important Gemaras that you can understand for all of Zman. One Gemara seems to present that from Shkia and Bein Hashmashos, which is after Shkia, until Tzeis is 3/4 of a mil. And the Gemara in Psochim and Daf Tzadi Daled says from Shkia until Tzeis is 4 milim. If we're going with the 18-minute mil, that's going to be a major, major difference. How long is going to be from Shkia until Tzeis? How long is Bein Hashmashos going to be from Shkia until Tzeis? According to the Gemara in Pesachim, it's going to be 72 minutes. What in the world is the Gemara talking about? Is it...
Where's the Tosfos?
It's not here, unfortunately. It's on Shabbos, on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. Okay? So that's the Kasha of Tosfos. It's a steer in Gemaras. On the one hand, Bein Hashmashos is presented as 3/4 of a mil from the beginning of Shkia, and then Tzeis would be 13.5 minutes later. And the next Gemara says, no, the shear of Bein Hashmashos from Shkia until Tzeis is for 4 milim. So So how do we get around these two Gemaras? So Rabbeinu Tam, that's quoted in that Tosfos in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Hey. I'll read it to you inside. The Rabbeinu Tam says, it's not a stira. Rabbeinu Tam says, Dira maskel trei tilsay mile. Kasha da ocha mashmim di mishkiyas hacham ad alayla leke le tlas rivimil. Rabbi Yehuda Gufa b'psachim perek misho yotomei sover di mishkiyas hacham ad tzitzak lachovim arba milim tzitzak lachovim lailu k'dar minim b'resh perekam in the psachim. So how do you reconcile these two gemars? So the Tosa says, "Va'omer Rabbi Nutam." This is Rabbi Nutam. The Acha Mayri b'tchila shkia va'acha mishetishka misof shkia achashenich l'seh acham ba'ovi arikia. Says Rabbi Nutam, "There's two shkias. Didn't you just watch the video?" Says Rabbi Nutam, "Shkia presents itself in two different ways. First, the ball drops, just like on January 1st, the ball drops." So the ball drops when it comes to Shkia on a daily basis. But says Rabbeinu Tam, look outside when the ball drops. It's totally daytime. There's still daylight there. Like the guy even said on the video. It's still considered light when the ball starts to drop, when it goes beneath the horizon. So says Rabbeinu Tam, so there's Tchila Shkia. That doesn't now create it to be Laila. Then you go 4 milim. At the end of 4 milim, that's going to be Laila. That's going to be Tzeisak Kochavim. That's going to be night. So when, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is Bein Hashmashos, there is a second Shkia. Shkia Shnia, says Rabbeinu Tam. Shkia Shnia begins when? 3/4 of a meal before the end of 4 milim. So ultimately, what does that mean? What does that come out to be? It comes out to be 72 minutes minus 13 and a half minutes, which is what? What's the number? 58 and a half minutes, right? That will be Rabbeinu Tam's beginning of Bein Hashmashos, which means according to Rabbeinu Tam, since there are two Shkias and Laila is, it's fully daytime up until 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, after the sun set underneath the horizon, you can absolutely do Malacha up until that point in time. The Gemara in Shabbos was talking about when Bein Hashmashos is. It's true. That's at the end of the Zman, of the 4 milim. And you could do Malacha up until that point in time. Once it becomes Bein Hashmashos, you should stop doing Malacha, because that's Safik Yom, Safik Laila. Okay? That's the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. What's he trying to do? He's trying to reconcile, he's trying to resolve the Stira in these Gemaras. Comes out to be an unbelievable Chiddush, that it is fully daytime even though the sun is set. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, the critical issue is whether or not there's light and not whether or not the ball drops. Whereas the Shita of many, many Rishonim, and to just highlight how many Rishonim, if you look in the Bir Halacha, you look in the Bir Halacha Mitchilas Hashkia, the Bir Halacha Mitchilas Hashkia in Reish Samech Aleph Sif Beis, which is the Sif that we're focusing on tonight, the Bir Halacha says that this is known as the Shita of the Gra. But it's not really, the Gra didn't invent it. There are many, many poiskim that agreed with the Shita of the Gra, including the Maram al-Shakar, the Shach. You can go through this Bir Halacha and see a slew of Rishonim, the Shita of the Gaonim, really, that had a different way to reconcile this Gemara and the opposite approach. And that was the Shita of the Gra, known as the Shita of the Gra, that the Gra says, no, the critical issue is when the ball drops. Once the ball drops, that is considered Shkia. That is what the Gemara meant, that from Shkia for 3/4 of a meal, that is Bein Hashmashos. Which means that according to the Gra, after 3/4 of a meal, for 13 and a half minutes later, that is going to be considered Laila. So I already cannot do Malacha against my will already. The Torah is already telling me. It's Bein Hashmashos, a Safik Daraisa, When the sun drops underneath the horizon, nothing to do with the light, even though it might be still daytime outside, that is considered shkia. That is mechayev me, that asses me from doing malacha, and the meila Bein Hashmashos exists for another 13 and a half minutes, and then you have laila. What does the Gemara mean in the Gemara in Pesachim? So the Gra says it's not halachic. It means when do all the stars come out? When is it, if you go outside, when is the night going to be full of stars? That's going to be when it's 4 milim. But that does not have any halach ramifications. And if you want to know halachically what creates Shabbos, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, the way it presented, totally against the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, he'll have to agree to the next Gemara, the Gemara in source number 4, that the Gemara does tell you, and the Rashba points this out in the Gemara, and the Bir Halacha points this out, that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, there is a Zman that if you see it clearly, it's going to be the end of Shabbos. So the Gemara says as follows. Tanya Nami Yochi, because of Echad Yom Shnayim bin Ashvosha Shloshalayla, Om Rabbi Yossi. There's something, the Brisa said something about 3 at night, as we know as 3 stars. According to Medina de Gemara, and I stress Medina de Gemara, because the Mishnah Berurah tells us in our halachas that we don't trust ourselves, that we know the difference between Beinoni stars and non-Beinoni stars, so therefore we're machmir until you could see 3 small stars, but that's not Medina de Gemara. Medina de Gemara, the Gemara said it's considered Laila and you're allowed to do Malacha at the end of Shabbos already when it's Kochavim Beinonim. So that, the Rishonim point out, is true even according to Rabbeinu Tam. We're just assuming in his Zmanim, when did that happen? That happened with an 18-minute meal. That happened at 72 minutes. Okay? So that is the first important approach to our sugya tonight, which is how the 2 ways to reconcile these two Gemaras that seem to contradict each other. The Gra and the Shita Sagaonim versus the Rabbeinu Tam and Udi Ime. Happens to be the Ramban held like the Rabbeinu Tam as well. And we're going to see this Ramban inside in Shulchan Aruch, because you'll see as follows. Yesh Oimrim, says the Rechaber and Sif Beis. Yesh Oimrim, there are those that say, Shetzarich Lohosif Mechol Ala Koidish, that a person has to add from Chol Ala Koidish. This is, the Mechaber is introducing to us the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. The mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, that a person has to add on to Shabbos, and he explains that a person shouldn't just abstain from doing malacha. This is something that I always start the Shiloh of the week encouraging people, that many Rishonim were of the opinion, and it's such an easy mitzvah, that you have to actually make a statement that Hareini Maisif, Hareini Mekabel Asa Shabbos, person has to be Mekabel Shabbos Bidvarim, person should actually make that statement. I encourage people to do that, you know, sometime after they finished mincha, they daven mincha. A person can't daven mincha after he's mekabel Shabbos. So a person should do that after he davens mincha. Aye, the kasha is, what does the shliach tzibur do? It's a good kasha. That's why we have to start on time, to make sure that we have actually some zman left that a person could add on for Shabbos. So the mechaber is now starting off, introducing to us that a person should be moisif mechol ha-kodesh, that the Mishnah Berurah says is actually with dvarim. That a person should be mekabel with words. So the in Chaf Aleph, Hainu al yedei dibur, person should make a statement, like I said. So the Mechaber says, Yeshayim shetzarich lohoisiv mechol hakodesh, uzman toisefes zehu mitchilas hashkia, she'ein ha-shemesh nira ha'al ha'aretz, ad zmein ha-shvashos, v'azman hazeh shehu shlosha milin u'revia, ratzel ha'asos o'kol toisefes osa, says the Mechaber, a person has to add on from Chol, from the weekday. You can't be Mekayim the mitzvah of Tosefes. You can't fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefes in the Zman that you anyways were obligated to adhere to keep. So therefore, you have to add something that you were in a timing that you weren't obligated to begin with. Ushmir's mez man ben ashmosos hu shlosha rivei mil shehei malach elef v'chamish melos kodem halayla. So what did the Mechaber just say? The Mechaber just said from tchilas shkia that is relevant to be mekayim the mitzvah of Tosefes. It's not as clear as he says it later on, but the Mishnah Berurah points out over here a fascinating idea. The Mechaber paskins like who, Rabosai? Paskins like Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. He says that Tchilas Shkia is not what obligates you in doing Malacha. Tchilas Shkia, when the sun sets from below the horizon, you are actually still permitted to do Malacha. Comes along the Ramban who agrees with Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, so what's the halachic relevance of Tchilas Shkia? Oh, that's the permitted point that a person can now be Mekayim in the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. Which means now we understand that not only is there going to be a malacha that's going to have biblical proportions, going to have nafkaminas, whether or not a person can is obligated to do malacha, not to do malacha, and transgress malacha from after Shkia, it also is going to have nafkaminas by whether or not when you're Mekayim in the mitzvah of Tosefes. According to Rabbeinu Tam, who said that you're not obligated until the end of the four milim, the last 13 and a half minutes of the 72 minutes. So what is the relevance of Tchilas Shkia up until that point? Comes along the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Tam, and is quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. That's relevant for the mitzvah of Tosefes. If I would ask the Gra, what will he do with that halacha? That's a very interesting question. Because according to the Gra, he can't say and come to the conclusion that you could be Mekayim Tosefes in that Zman. Because by definition, I have to already not do Malacha then. Because it's Safek Yom, Safek Laila. It might be the next day. That's already Shabbos. The problem is, the Ramban proves his point from a Gemara earlier in Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph tells us that a person, there's a Machloikas we learned last Zman between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai said you're not allowed to start any malacha that's going to continue into Shabbos. Beis Shammai said you can't set up traps on Erev Shabbos. You can't, this was the Gemara that we spent a long time with Gabe Shabbos clocks and all the different contraptions that will exist going into Shabbos. So Beis Hillel, we're okay as long as you're passive. Once Shabbos comes in, that's okay. But the Gemara says, Beis Hillel, respond to Beis Shammai that you're allowed to do malacha im HaShemesh. So the Ramban points out, you're allowed to do malacha im HaShemesh. How can you do malacha im HaShemesh? Must be that Rabbeinu Tam's right, that the first Shkia that happens, I can still do malacha. Even though the sun is setting, that does not restrict me from doing malacha. And halachically, that's still considered yom. It's still considered daytime. How do you, the Vilna Gaon, explain that Gemara? So there are two options. Either this is the Bir Halacha in Yeshayim Rishitzarek. One option is that there might not be a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. If you look at the language of the Mechaber says Yesh Omrim Shetzarech. Why does it say Yesh Omrim Shetzarech? Why doesn't he just say Tzarech Lohoisif Mechol HaKodesh? Well, this is because the Mechaber was giving deference to the Shitas HaRambam, that the Rambam was of the opinion that there is no mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, that we don't apply Tosefes outside of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the only time we find Tosefes. And even in Yom Kippur, if you look really into the Rambam tells us that it's only Legabe fasting. So the Rambam was not a big fan of the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. So therefore the Mechaber, in deference to the Rambam, said, Yesh Omrim Shetzarech. So says the Gra, first of all, if you don't hold to the mitzvah of Tosefes, so then even if you do it malacha at that second, as long as the sun's still out, you don't have to do the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. So that's why he resolved that Gemara that you could do malacha im HaShemesh, and you don't have to add on anything to Shabbos. The problem the Mishnah Berurah goes into in this Bir Halacha, in Dira Maschil Yesh Omrim Shetzarech, is that the Vilna Gaon himself, the Gra himself, agrees that according to the Rambam, biblically, you don't have to add on to Shabbos. But it could be that according to the Rambam, you might still have an obligation to be Maisif a little bit onto Shabbos from the Chol before the Shemesh goes on a level of Derabbanon. If the Vilna Gaon holds that on a level of Derabbanon, there is a Chiyuv to do Tosefes, so then how could the Gemara say, Osim Alachim HaShemesh, as long as I'm taken care of, as long as the sun's there, I don't have to be Mosif Mechol HaKodesh, how could Beis Hillel mislead me that I can mamish do up into the last second malacha? Doesn't that sound like there isn't a mitzvah of Tosefes? So the other option is not a lumdisha option. The other option is, like the Gaon says, maybe the Gemara is just lav dafka. And that's the way out of that Gemara, according to the Shita of the Vilna Gaon. But what's important to point out is that the Ramban, who paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam, made a halachic relevance, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that first Shkia, although it is halachically still Friday, nothing changed halachically, it has a significant zman from that beginning Shkia until 58 and a half minutes, that and only that has the ability to be Tosefes Shabbos. Whereas according to all the other Shitas that hold that Shkia, the first Shkia already changes the day, it already becomes Safek Yom, Safek Laila from that original sunset, even though there's daylight out there, the fact that the sun, the ball dropped, that is what's going to change the day halachically. So to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Tosefes, it's going to have to be some time before that Zman of the Shkia of that original sunset. How long does Tosefes Shabbos have to be? That is a very, very interesting question. That's a little bit inconclusive. The Tosos in Beitza talks about women that were not makbid on Tosefes Yom Kippur, that the Gemara speaks about there, and that's why the Rambam has to agree that there is some sort of Tosefes, at least when it comes to Yom Kippur, because that's a Beferish Shadrasha that Chazal have, that your Moisif Michi La Siri, that you have to have a concept of Tosefes when it comes to Yom Kippur. Never clear in the Gemara whether or not that applies to Shabbos and Yontif, which is why the Rambam, at least on a level of the Araisa, possibly the Rabbanan, doesn't hold of Tosefes when it comes to Shabbos and Yontif. So the Tosos says, Lo Yadua Kama Shirhu. Tosos himself leaves it hanging. Tosos in Beitza, I believe it's on Daf Lamed, says that he's not clear what the exact amount of time that a person has to add on for the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. That's a question. Bein according to Rabbeinu Tam, bein according to the Gra, how much is necessary for the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos? There is a shita of the Rabbeinu Peretz, the Beis Yosef quotes, that holds that it's a mitzvah of Chatzi Shah. The only one that I know that is machmir for this shita is Rabbi Herschel Stechter. He holds that any time the Gemara says has the concept of samuch, it's got to be, you have to be mekabel Shabbos, samuch l'Shabbos, so that means Chatzi Shah. So Rabbi Stechter is machmir that you have to be mekayim in the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos for a half an hour. Most poskim think that if a person adds anything additional than what he would have been obligated, even if it's just 2 minutes, it's a significant amount, you're already mimakayim the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. Again, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that would mean before the second Shkia, before 58 and a half minutes. And according to the Vilna Gaon, it would be 2 minutes before the ball dropping before that original Shkia, which would now change the halachic day, Bitteras Safik. Okay, Rabos, I just want to stop for a second, see if there are any questions.
According to the Grazup.
How do I make this bigger for a second?
I can get out of the sharing.
Yeah,
next, there we go.
Yeah. If you don't mind, just, yeah. Repeating it, yeah. Someone had a question?
Looked like Small had a question.
Daniel?
Yeah, sorry, I thought someone else jumped in, but I guess I'll go first. Okay. According to the Gra, so we have in the Shulchan Aruch for the Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, right? Like we're saying that the beginning of Tosefes, right, is Mitchilas Hashkia. According to the Gra's opinion, would it be from Plaga Mincha? Like, do we have a earliest point?
So the Shabura says, that's a great point. The Shabura says that a person can only be, according to the way we paskin, that we back the day up even before Shkia until Tosefes has to be before. So I was just giving the minimum amount, but in terms of if a person wants to be Mekabel Shabbos, he can only be Mekabel Shabbos from Plaga Mincha and on. So that's a great point. That Tosefes Shabbos can only exist from Plaga Mincha. So you have the breakdown according to both opinions. But that's the way the Rabbeinu Tam will have it, and that's the way the Gra will break up the day in terms of Tosefes as well.
Rav Shechter is machmir, even if he's doing it like after Plag, like early in the day.
No, I think he just. I think. meaning by definition, if he's doing it early in the day, he's going to have
Tosefet Shabbos. Samach. Okay, fine. Okay.
That meaning he's going to have more than a Chatzi Shah there.
Right. Okay.
According to the Gra, what is the significance of the time between 13.5 minutes after Shkia until 72 minutes? That latter 58 and a half minutes. Anything?
Nothing. Nothing. Yeah.
According to the Gra, the 2 minutes the Rav mentioned, I didn't catch with it. The 2 minutes before Shkia.
2 minutes is really just made up. 2 minutes is just a significant amount of time, as long as it's before Shkia, so you can actually add on something to Shabbos. But it has to be before Shkia, according to the Gra. Whereas according to Rabbi Natan, that's not true at all.
So the Ramah says that we should wait till till after Shabbos to Davmar, right? Also for Tosef Shabbos reasons, but that would just be an amount too, right?
What do you mean? I'm again?
No, for after Shabbos, doesn't the Ramah say?
You need Shabbos has Tosefis also.
But so again, But
this machlokes between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra, we have been focusing on the beginning of Shabbos, but it's going to have tremendous effects the next day as well. When is Shabbos going to end, halachically? So before you get to what Ellie's pointing out, that there's a mitzvah of Tosefes at the beginning to add on from Shabbos, and there's also a mitzvah to add on at the end of Shabbos. Before I even get to that, what am I halachically obligated to do without the mitzvah of Tosefes? What is a suffix skila? What's a suffix karis? So according to the Vilna Gaon, once 13 and a half minutes hit after the shkia, so that's already technically, one could argue that's Lila. According to Rabbeinu Tam, until you get to 72 minutes, no, that's going to be a serious problem. So you're going to have kulas on one end, but a Rabbeinu Tam is going to be a chumrah at the end of Shabbos based on their approaches. And then, based on that, you're going to have Tosefes to add on to in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Tosefes, bein before Shabbos and after Shabbos. Yeah. So you see that this has major, major ramifications in terms of these two issues. Are there any other shitas and how to reconcile these two gemaras? What we pointed out, Rabosai, is the main two approaches, the main two mahalchim, and how to reconcile these two gemaras that seem to apply different ideas. When Lila starts, when is Bein Hashmashos a suffik, and what is the relevance of Shkia? Are there one Shkia or are there two Shkias? Are there any other opinions? So there is another opinion, and it's less known, but it's in the Sharatzion in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph. So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chaf Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah tells us what we just concluded, that you see the Mechaber's opinion is like the Rabbeinu Tam, and he's quoting the Shita of the Ramban like the Rabbeinu Tam over here about Tosefes, and it's against the Gra. Harberi says the Mishnah Berurah, let's just see quickly, V'hula erech reva shav, yina ha-shulchan aruch hizkir b'siv zeh, das Rabbeinu Tam v'siyaitu aval harbe me'a rishenim, many rishenim svirulu, v'gam ha-gra hizkim l'shitosam, v'bein ha-shmashos maschil teifechef, once the sun sets, that is already Bein Hashmashos. It matters when the sun is not seen anymore, not the light. And that goes on for 13 and a half minutes. And after the 13 and a half minutes, then there are going to be three stars, which is Lila. Ulefize, says the Mishnah Berurah, yesh lizar ma'od shelo lasis melacha achar shacham niskasim einenu. Person has to make sure that he doesn't do any malacha after we can't see the sun at that original shkia. Va'afilu melachas mitzvah, and even a malacha of a mitzvah could go on adlakas neiris l'sudah Shabbos. Like you see, apparently the Mishnah Berurah saw people were being madlik neiris already after shkia, and that's a suffik daraisa. Gamken yizar ma'od ligmor adlakasim kodim. You should make sure to finish your hadlakas neiros before shkia. The la'achar kein hu bichlal bein hashmashos, because afterwards it's already a suffik d'oraisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, one shouldn't wait until the last minute. What did that just mean? Said the Mishnah Berurah. And by the way, I'm adding on to what I'm saying. Don't only stop to do malacha, but two or 3 minutes before shkia, like and be choshe for the gra, and don't paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. I'm suggesting you that you add on more. What? Misha machmer al atzmo uporish atzmo malacha chatzi shah al koponim shlish shah kodim shkia ashrei lo du yotzi bezeh yidei kshitas kol arishon. What is that? So look in the Sharatzian and Sifkot and Chaf Aleph. So this is the Shita of the Rabbi Lazar Mimitz, quoted by the Mordechai in Masechah Shabbos. The Rabbi Lazar Mimitz says there's a different answer to the Gemara. We missed the entire boat. Vein Hashmashos is 3/4 of a mil, like the Gemara in Shabbos says. But it's 3/4 of a mil prior to what? To Shkia. As opposed to what the Gros says, that Bein HaShmashos is 3/4 a meal after the first Shkia, Rabbi Elazar Mimitz says Bein HaShmashos is from 3/4 of a meal before the Shkia. So listen to this. And this is going to be our source for the 18 minutes. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu afilu shitas Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, afilu nizbor the meal hu chof dalad minute. If you remember at the beginning of the shear, I said the largest shear of a meal, we use the calculation of 18 minutes. But the largest shear of a meal is 24 minutes. If you take 24 minutes, you divide it into quarters, and you have 3/4 of 24, what is going to be your shear, Rabbi Osai? 18 minutes. That is the source of 18 minutes. This 18 minutes idea was to be chayshish, for the Shita of Rabbi Elazar Mimitz, and if you add on 2 minutes to that to be Mekayim the Tosef Shabbos, that's why some have a minig to light candles 20 minutes before Shkia. So you have the mitzvah of Tosefes, you have Rabbi Elazar Mimitz's Shira of Bein HaShmashos, and then you have the rest of the night. So that is the third option, not as famous of an option, that is resolving this Stira of the two Gemaras in terms of what how we reconcile 3/4 of a meal with the rest of the Laila, but Bein HaShmashos would actually be before the Shkia Rishon. Okay? So now let's go back to the Mar Mekomos.
Why is this the only place that we do 24 minutes? Meaning, why aren't we Machmir? Why aren't those Machmir Ben Utam do 24-minute meal also, and do 96 minutes?
So the truth is that we're not really Machmir for this either. It's just a source of where the number came from. That's exactly what we're going to see in a second. We go down the Mar Mekomos. Let's just go down a little bit. So if you look at this Rav Moshe, I just want to be able to read it. 1 second. She's got to move this box. I'll see it on my thing. Rav Moshe writes, "Uvdazushi adu lechol shanashim mekablu Shabbos ba'adlokas deris." We're going to see in Mirtz Hashem as we learn on. There's a difference between women and men. When women light candles, we're choishes for the shita of the Bahag, that through the adlokas deris themselves, that itself. That is Kabbalah Shabbos. That is the difference between women and men when men light candles. Shadu l'chol shanashim mekablim Shabbos ba'adlokas neiris va'anashim mekablim Shabbos be'toysef es katan kizman adlokas neiris kavu be'esrim minutim kodem hashkia v'kanu berova mekomos v'imkenu dover meforsim l'kol af l'anashim shanashim adayin mutarim b'malacha karav liyud ches minut af l'chadchila im lo yekablu Shabbos. So Rav Moshe says, this is the minig, but this minig was only miskabel legabe the noshim, that they light candles 18 minutes beforehand or 20 minutes beforehand to be kamim tosefes. But Rav Moshe held that he didn't think that this was the practice when it came to men, and men could rely on the ikar shita of the gra that you could still do malacha up until a few minutes before Shkia to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tosefes that way. There is a tshuva of Rav Moshe that really relates to what I spoke about Thursday night in the Shiloh of the Week. Rav Moshe had a chiddush that he thought that when it comes to the Maris Ayin, something that the daf really came on yesterday, the Gemara says that when it comes to Maris Ayin, afilu b'chadri chadarim, a person has to be concerned of, even if an onlooker is not there, to be very concerned of what impression he's giving off. So there was a question Rav Moshe spoke about, which is this issue of driving to shul within the 18 minutes. Some of the people might make a mistake and think that the halacha applied to men and you're not allowed to drive. And Rav Moshe had the practice to drive to shul in 18 minutes. Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva that you don't have, if a person's mamish making a blatant mistake and there's nothing for him to be soimech on, that he's just wrong, so then you don't have to be choish from Maris Ayin. Rav Moshe held me'ikar adin, it was mutter for him to drive to shul like his practice was, and that's what he writes in the tshuva, that he would drive to shul even though some people would make an absolute mistake. I don't think this is in the tshuva, but apparently afterwards when people approached him, I think he was just machmer on himself just for, I don't think he held me'ikar adin. I think he was giving a point that if a person makes an absolute mistake, he doesn't have to be choshish for it. And that's where Moshe held that it was mutter to drive to shul within the 18 minutes based on this chiddush legabe Maris Ayin. But at least legabe Nashim, where the 18 to 20 minutes came from was based on this other shita of how to reconcile these Gemaras based on the largest shear of the mill. To just point out right now, it's important for us to point out this idea, once we're being introduced to the different options of milim, this is going to affect other zmanei hayom as well. Meaning, if you're going to have an 18-minute meal, so then that's going to be a certain zman. If you go on myzmanim.com, you look at all the different options, and you'll see, depending on an 18-minute meal, depending on a 22-minute meal, depending on a 24-minute meal, that's going to, now your zmanim of shkia and of tseis is going to now vary for all the different halachas, whether it's ending a tainis, or whether it's when to daven mar for tseis, according to the shita of the Gaonim. In our shul, this actually plays a role. We use, if I remember correctly, Mark, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, I think a 22-minute mil for the opinion of the Gra for our tzeis. That's why you'll have our tzeis to be a little 24. Bit earlier than other tzeises. And the other nekud is, which the Mishnah Berurah and the points out from the Vilna Gaon, is to keep in mind that at the 13 and a half minutes that the Bir Agro is talking about was in a certain time of the year, maybe during Yemei Nisan, where the skies were clear, and it was in Eretz Yisrael. So now we can't just automatically apply that Zman everywhere in the world, because as the Gra points out, depending on how close you are and how distant you are to the equator, will now affect when your Shkia and Tseis is going to be. So Eretz Yisrael is a certain proximity that is not necessarily going to affect Europe and is not necessarily going to affect New York and New Jersey. So you might have to vary based on the degrees on where you are in terms of proximity to the horizon, which is actually another thing that we try to figure out in terms of the tzeis in our shul. So it sometimes varies. I think if you calculate this past Shabbos, when we write the tzeis for Kriya Shema, someone pointed out to me, someone called me Erev Pesach, and they said that our tzeis for starting the Seder was much earlier than every other shul's. And the reason for that was because we went based on this cheshbon for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, which is a suffix. It's Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos. To begin with, whether or not you have to make sure to say the entire Kriya Shema of Maariv already after Tzeis, so and Legabe Leila Seder. So in terms of these mitzvahs, so we're Gra Talmidim. We paskin like the Gra, not like Rabbeinu Tam. We're so if a person wants to repeat Kriya Shema like the Rabbeinu Tam, so he could do so. That's great. But I'm more concerned about having a situation that a person's not going to be Mekayim, even according to the Gra, then he's going to start his Suda Shabbos, which is not so appropriate because he has a mitzvah to repeat, to say Kriya Shema before he starts himself during the meal. So how do we figure it out? So based on the degrees, based on a 22-minute meal, so it comes out that Seis, according to the Gra, based on where we live, Lefi Veshita Zagonim, is usually somewhere around 20 to 25 minutes, depending on the time of year. I think actually this past, if I calculate correctly, this past Friday night, when I was saying Kriya Shema, when I think it came out to be 23 minutes already, that I don't think it goes so much past 25 minutes. This was, Rabbi Schechter quotes this,
We lost him.
I think he was about to say Leo Levy.
Who's that? I quote Leo Levy.
Some professor who wrote a whole. You heard it here first. We'll see when he comes back. That's my prediction.
That is very climactic.
Avi, you want to call?
Hope he realizes it and he does just keep on talking.
Was that the Pirates of Caribbean music playing on the sunset?
Sure was. Sure was. Thanks for that. He's coming back. Admit. See you here.
Computers, something happened to my computer. I don't know what I was saying, but I was basically connecting that this machlokes has its ramifications legabe our zmanim on a nightly basis in terms of when we put Kriya Shema onto the zmanim. But in terms of Tzeis Shabbos, we do take into account Rabbeinu Tam's opinion, and therefore, as you'll see in a second, the way the Rav Moshe tells us that we should be choshesh for the Rabbeinu Tam. Before we get to the end of Shabbos, and we explain where Rav Moshe Paskin that a person should not ignore Rabbeinu Tam, but if you get what I'm saying, that Me'ikar Adin Rabosai, this is not just a chumrah to Paskin like the Gra. You should not hear of any place in anywhere that does Malacha after Shkia and Paskin's like the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. I don't know if this is correct. I heard once that by Satmar, that they really held me like the Rabbeinu Tam against the Gra. I don't think that it's true anymore. I would be curious if anyone knows about that. But Lamaisa, it's unheard of for a place to just really paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. We are choshish for Rabbeinu Tam, maybe, but to paskin mamish like Rabbeinu Tam, we wouldn't do. What about
according to the Mechaber, that's after Shkia still Yom for being Mekabel Shabbos.
Yeah, so the truth is Avi's right. Meaning, if you would just learn Mechaber, the Mechaber would have just argued with what I just said. The Mechaber would say, that's not a problem, and you could actually do Malacha. Telling you, La Lacha, we reject this Mechaber. The Mishabura says no one could be Samech on this Mechaber, and that's true even for Svardim.
And that's also for being Mekabel Shabbos. Kedusha Shabbos.
Yeah.
It goes hand in hand. The Malacha comes.
Yeah. Meaning even this Ramban that told us that Tosefes Shabbos is there, it could be that, you're better off, according to a Svardi, will have more of a reason. Let's say he forgot to be Mekabel Shabbos before Shkia. I would say to you, at least according to the Mechaber, you still could be Mekabel Shabbos and be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Whereas, you know, according to us, that would be, according to the Gra, that would be, I probably still would suggest it, but you probably are not Mekayim anything according to the way we Paskin Me'ikar Adin.
But why is it different? The Rama doesn't argue on the Shulchan Aruch.
The Rama doesn't argue, but that the Poskim Manenu, the Ashkenazic Poskim, did accept this. And to be honest, it's not even clear that the Mechaber came out like this. Because if you look in Hilchos Mila in Yeredeya, it seems like when the Mechaber was talking about calculating when to make a bris, and if a bris is going to be on Shabbos, 8 days later, the Mechaber seemed to take into account over there, like the Shita of the Gra, that the Shkia Rishona is what's pivotal. So it's not even clear what the opinion of the Mechaber held like. It's not exactly parallel in Or HaChaim and in the in Yeredeya. But we clearly are Paskin Me'ikra Din like the Gra, more so than like the Rabbeinu Tam. And I would say for Svardim, they're Choshish for the Gra, but they for sure, at least when it comes to Tzeis Shabbos, Rabbi Avadia says, Svardim should keep the Rabbeinu Tam. Now, what that means, Rabbeinu Tam, we'll have to see in a second. But in terms of which camp you're in, Me'ikra Din, Rabbi Avadia said we have to take much more seriously because of the Mechaber, the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam, to be Machmir at the end of Shabbos. Whereas for us, Rav Moshe is going to tell us in a second, we're going to see that we still should be Choshish for the Rabbeinu Tam, but Me'ikar Ikar Adin, we Paskin like the Gra, and therefore a person, but everyone should not do Melacha on Erev Shabbos from after Shkia Rishona. So from after Shkia Rishona. So where does the 40 minutes come from?
So Rabbi, why are we not Choshish for latitude? I'm not sure that I understand that.
In terms of what?
Because you know the latitude, the higher the latitude you are, you know, the northern you are, the Shkia takes more time.
Right.
I think the Rabbi said we are.
We are. The Gra said my 13 and a half minutes has no relevance if you're in a different place than where I'm telling you, which is in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay.
So that's what I was saying. That's what I explained, that the different zmanim depends on the degrees. That's what the Gra points out. So it's not going to translate to be what might be right now in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know exactly when Seis is according to the Gra. But what might be in Eretz Yisrael, let's say right now, 13 and a half minutes, or at least I think he wrote Bizman in Nisan was 13 and a half minutes, for us would be later.
Correct.
And it changes the Gra rights. It changes Lafia Ace or Lafia Makom based on the distance to the equator. Exactly like you're saying, the latitude. So that's something that has relevance, but there's more than that. It's not just that. We also have to cheshbon that we can't also ignore the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. We have to know when we are choshish for the Rabbeinu Tam, which is going to affect our Matzah Shabbos. It's not going to affect our Kabbalah Shabbos because Kabbalah Shabbos is going to start much earlier. And how much we're choshish for the Rabbeinu Tam will affect legabe other mitzvahs, whether or not I have to keep Rabbeinu Tam when it comes to Kriya Shema, when it comes to the Leila Seder, all the mitzvahs that need Lila. So that will now be a cheshbon of who do I really hold like? Do I hold like the Gra or do I hold like Rabbeinu Tam? That might be a difference between Sfardim and Ashkenazim. And now we're going to have to figure out, so what does Rabbeinu Tam actually translate to be? And according to the Gra, we said it's not going to be exactly 13 and a half minutes. It's going to be a little bit different, but based on degrees. That might be, I think I said 20 to 25. I think it actually sometimes is 18 to 25 in terms of the way the degrees and depending on the size of a mill, if you're going with an 18-minute mill, a 22-minute mill, or a 24-minute mill. So where the only thing I really didn't speak about also is in the beginning of Shabbos, where did the 40 minutes come from? Where does the Minig Yerushalayim, if you go to Yerushalayim, you already hear the alarm, the siren, already 40 minutes before Shkia. So where did that Zman come from? That's not based on Rav Elazar Mimitz. That's not based on the Stira that we find in the Gemara. So let's see the sources. If we could scroll down a little bit. Beautiful. Shulchan Shlomo. So Shlomo Zalman says, Umina Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, Hu Lahadlik 40 Dakos Lifnei Ashkia, Umina Gze Eino El Lenoshim Belvad, very similar to what we found in Rav Moshe Lagabe, the 20 minutes, Velo Lagvarim Shosim Alacha, Vahatam, where did it come from? Shemakdimim lahadlik hukadei shiye efshar leispalo mincha betzibor lifnei hashkia. So this is why, where we get from, Rabosai, to make sure to be on time, Erev Shabbos. I'm always pushing for those extra 5 minutes, even when the days are tight, to make sure that we could be done with mincha before Kabbalah Shabbos, before Shkia, so you're not davening anymore into the next day. And also to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. So you're done because you have to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos after your Mespal the Tefillah of Mincha. Okay?
He says it's only for women, though.
What?
He says it's only for women and that the Svarah so that you can get there for...
Right. So he says the 40 minutes is for women. And why do we try to create it in the first place so the men could make sure to do the last minute changes and then they can get up with enough time? I don't think Rav Shlomo Zalman was saying I don't dive in a 40-minute Shemoneh Esrei on Mincha Erev Shabbos. So I think if you package the whole deal, so I think you'll have the last-minute issues. The men will still be home, and you'll still have enough time to be able to get there and dive in Shabbos like a Mincha like a mensch. All right. So what's legabe Yitzia Shabbos? So everybody said that's just the minig. And everyone, the 40 minutes does not even have as much halachic relevance. Legabe, I mean, we saw that according to Rav Moshe, legabe men, even the 18 minutes don't have as much halachic relevance. But it is important to reiterate, this is a common mistake, and I've heard people make this mistake. People make mistake that the 18 minutes start after Shkia. Oy vavoy, if that's the mistake that they're making. That's the confusion that is not true. And the 18 minutes came from the opposite, from the reverse opinion, that Bein HaShemesh starts before Shkia, but there is no concept of any minutes once Shkia hits because we paskin like the Shitas HaGaon. What about...
All right. Could Rabbeinu Tam give you some wiggle room with like Maisa Shabbos issues in that time period? Like, where? Is it accepted enough of a Shkia? I mean, like immediately after Shkia, let's say. Happens. Is it accepted enough of a shita to help you in that way?
So I think we saw the Mishnah Berurah Paskins. Mark had this shaila that yep. With Mishnah Berurah Paskins by Bein HaShemeshos that were not on that. That were not on
that. That
it actually was a stira between the Berurah Halacha and the Mishnah Berurah, but the Mishnah Berurah wrote that Bein HaShemeshos that you should be machmir. Yeah, it's an interesting point that one would have thought that Rabbeinu Tam should play a role. But he's machmir by Maisa Shabbos there.
Yeah. I'm having trouble understanding the opinion we're saying with the Ashkenazim right now. I know we talked about it a little bit. I don't know if this is semantics or not, but I'm looking at the words of the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Gimel, and he says, "Lefize yesh li zaher me'od shlo lasos melacha achar shachama." I guess I'm trying to figure out: is it that he the Rav sort of presented before is that we reject the Mechaber, i.e. the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, is it that we actually reject it, or is it more that
excellent
because it's really excellent. More of a Suffolk De'Araisa?
So that is going to be a continuation of something that we're going to have to discuss. How much did we reject the Rabbeinu Tam, and how much is he still in the playing field? If you would ask me in terms of an option in a Shas Hadchak on Erev Shabbos, no. Tzarech lizar ma'od, it's not an option. If you're asking me other questions that might be relevant for Zmanei Hayom, namely, let's say a woman forgot to do a bedika, a hefsik tyra, before Shkia. She has to, in order to start the next 7 clean days, she has to make sure that she stopped bleeding, and she has to check herself before she continues the next 7 days. So what she does is she was bleeding. She bleeds for, at least according to the Ashkenazic psak, Sfardim don't hold like this, but according to Ashkenazim, she has to let herself bleed for 5 days. She only does a hefsik tyra. She checks herself that she stopped bleeding before Shkia at the end of 5 days. Once halachically she clarified at the end of those 5 days, which means before Shkia, that she no longer is bleeding, so then she can start the Zayin Nikiyim the next day. If a woman doesn't do a Hefsik Taira, she does not have the ability to begin the Zayin Nikiyim the next morning. So according to the Shita of the Gra, that would have to be, by definition, before Shkia, because that's the end of the preceding day.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, she might have much more time. So now the question comes up, do we accept the Rabbeinu Tam, not in the world of Malacha, but on some level, then now it might help us if a woman missed her bedika after Shkia. So that's going to be a very important question. Another nafkamina of whether or not we absolutely reject the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. Let's say a person didn't eat Shalosh Shudas yet, and it's after Shkia. It's after Shkia, but it's still, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not Laila yet. It's not a half hour before Mariv. There's still some time. Would a person still suggest that I should still eat Shkia? Or do you say, Chas v'Sholom, right now you're within the 30 minutes before Tzeis, and now you shouldn't begin to eat because now you're eating what? There's an Isser. Chazal created an Isser to eat before Havdalah. That's going to really depend on whether or not I really still somewhat accept Rabbeinu Tam, that in other areas of halacha, maybe one could argue that I could have a kula. We're going to see, Mirtz Hashem, that the poskim were not in agreement on this very question that Daniel brought up. Was it a rejection of Rabbeinu Tam? Do we really hold like the Gra, and we're coming out? We might be machmir for chumras at the end of Shabbos, but in terms of any kulas, we reject Rabbeinu Tam. Or perhaps no, it was just a very big chumrah that the Mishnah Berurah was very serious about in terms of Malacha Shabbos on Friday afternoon. But it's not that Rabbeinu Tam is not in the playing field for other areas of halacha, which we're going to see. So let's just, for now, let's just see, before we get to that question, Daniel, which I'm going to get to in a second, let's just see how things play out Matzah Shabbos. So again, we are going to be choshish for the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. If you see, I'll get back to the Orchos Rabbeinu in a second. If you see Rav Moshe, just the way he presents things in America, in source number 10, Umukoseinu nagu shlisha degamking far yatsu bezek kol hashitas shkosav haratzien. That was the Rav Moshe that I brought before. Afkeshenachshav amil chavdal a minute. Okay, fine. That's nothing new that we found. That's the 18 minutes. But look in the continuation of this tshuva, go a little bit downward. Hine, kasher anachnu lo shayach shiyeh lanu achra b'divrei Rabbi Seinu Harishonim. Listen to the way Rabbi Moshe introduces. We're not able to be machria in this great shiloh of the Rishonim. Af kishiyesh kushios shel eizah shita, even though there are many kashas on each opinion. Lachen vada yesh lanu lahachmer b'inyan zmane hashkia v'tzeis hakochavim kechomer shtei hashitos. Therefore, Rav Moshe concludes, a person has to be machmir for both opinions. The chumras on of the Gra on Friday and the chumrah of Rabbeinu Tam on Motzeh Shabbos. V'kol shekein, sheyesh lisnaig ken bekan be'America, shenitzkabsu kan, v'kol amedinos, v'yesh b'chol ir v'ir, me'ar magdolos, v'kol shekein b'New York, u'be'Brooklyn, shikaharbe b'kol makum u'mokum shemeharoi lachmir. All these places have to be machmir. Listen to what he says. Ava, hala inyan ze ein kol amekomos shavin, the tali ze ba'al fakim. It all depends on the areas. Kadisa ba'agro, like the groan pointed out, it depends on the degrees, depends on the distance from the equator. Mishnah Berurah sham of bir alachu ba'obekomos. Hu bein lekula bein lechumra. Lachain po, ba'America, be'irenu b'New York, v'chein b'New Jersey. Ah. V'chol mekomos hakayitz b'harim, and all of the summer homes, the colonies. Shebe'elu mekomos ha'isi ba'atzmi, that I went myself. Aval kvish shamati kemat rov are America who came, but he thinks that this actually might apply to majority of the locations in America. Asher k'chamishim minit, achar shkia, kvar kol ashamayim meleya kochovin. V'uchoshech kebe'emtza alayla, says Rabbeinu Tam, we are absolutely machmir for the Shita Rabbeinu Tam. But look outside. And if you remember, Rabosai, I told you that the Gemara itself says that when you see three Benoni stars, that's Laila, and the Rashba points out that that's even, the Bir Alacha points out this Lalacha, that's even according to Rabbeinu Tam. Says Ramesha, walk outside after 50 minutes. The night is full of stars. So what was 72 minutes in Europe for the Rabbeinu Tam, says Rav Moshe, is 50 minutes for us. That is the way we paskin in our shul. The Tzeis HaKochavim of our shul is based on this Rav Moshe, that we have Tzeis Shabbos, which is a fulfillment of both the Gra and the Rabbeinu Tam, of what Rav Moshe held in America as a kiyum of both of those shitas, that will be 50 minutes in America. So if you take, so now instead of taking the 72 minutes, says Rav Moshe, now you're going to have to split up what? The entire 4 mil, 50 minutes divided by 4 mil. Your 3/4 of a mil, Rabosa, where the mathematicians are going to turn out to be what? 9 minutes. This is going to have relevance. This is Rav Moshe's famous 9 minutes after the Shkia that we're going to see in a second, that Rav Moshe granted people 9 minutes if she forgot to do a Hefsek Taira in the first 9 minutes. He said that a person could be Mekel, and that's based on this Cheshbin that he thought even Rabbeinu Tam's opinion was max 50 minutes after the night. No, 3/4 of a mil. Wait, what? How do you?
I got 9.375.
The 50 minutes is 4 mil. So exactly. Each mil is 12 and a half.
Divided by 4, then divided by 3.
Right, exactly. So that's where Moshe splits over here. Will the fiza yesh lahatir b'maitz Shabbos go down a little bit, Avi, please? La'achar chamisha minute la'elu shemahajin la'ezet tzarech va'af b'loy tzarech in chiyav limchais. Fine. But then he says, l'chad chila, there's an Indian to keep the 72 minutes, but me'ikar adin, a person can be mekayim both shitas of Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra already by 50 minutes. What does it translate to be in Eretz Yisrael? Let's scroll up a little bit. So, the Luach in Eretz Yisrael has, for the Gra, has for most Shabbosim, I think it varies between 32. I wrote it down over here, 1 second. The Luach in Eretz Yisrael has 32 to 43 minutes. Depending on the time of the year, that's what it will fluctuate, which was the Shita of Tzeis, according to the Rav Tukachinsky. And the Chazanish, you could see here in Archos Rabbeinu, says that Marna Chazanish, Savar Shemeikar Adin, Chatzi Shol Achar Ashkia, Havik Far Laila. In Eretz Yisrael, he held Meikar Adin, a half hour after Shkia was already nighttime. Rakichmer Lachakos Od Asara Ragoyim, Behainu Arboim Regal Achar Ashkia, Motze Shabbos, Hayimachake Arboim Mechomesh Ad Chamishim Ragoyim Lachar Ashkia, Tosefes Chol Ala Kodesh. I do not believe that the Archos Rabbeinu, the Chazanish, was telling people, I think in Eretz Yisrael they held Meikar Adin, even Lagabe Tzei Shabbos, like the Shita of the Gra. And this was just a Chumrah of Tosefes Shabbos. But as if you contrast that to the Alki Yosef, who was trying to be Mekayim, the Mechaber Shita in general, so Alki Yosef said that he does not suggest that anyone should do any Malacha for Sephardim before 72 minutes, before the Rabbeinu Tam. V'sha'alti l'maran, v'hiski mimeno v'chol anal v'hosif d'mashikosu b'shut yitzlik irane. Ein ha'emes v'dvar v'klal mishimochi nachon v'roi l'horos l'chatfila l'chosh l'svaras Rabbeinu Tam v'lo lasos malacha motzei Shabbos yom ha'kivurim ad she'yagia zman Rabbeinu Tam. Now, he doesn't change the Zman of the Rabbeinu Tam like Rav Moshe did. The only one who changed the Zman of the Rabbeinu Tam that I know about was the Shita of Rav Moshe, at least here in America. It could be that maybe I don't know, Avi, you can find out if the Sephardi Poskim think that you can adjust the Rabbeinu Tam depending on the degrees it, for Eretz Yisrael, that it would be a much shorter Zman. But that is something that the Sephardim were much more machmir about.
If you don't change the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, then what do you do with that Gemara that says when you see three stars, you say that, we said that Gemara Rabbeinu Tam wouldn't disagree with
you. Right. So I don't know. I'm not sure. I would think that's kind of a good rioter of Maisha Shita, that either where Rabbeinu Tam was, you didn't actually see three stars then. Until after 72 minutes, I don't know. Meaning, that's really going to be the question, Rabosai. No matter how you slice it, whether you take Noah's question or you present what Rav Moshe said, the problem is are the facts on the ground. When you walk outside, according to the Vilna Gaon, it's light, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's pitch dark when he's considering it totally yom. So I really want to just end the shiur tonight with a fascinating idea that was brought up for Cheskel Abramsky. If I could just send it to you right now on your WhatsApps. I actually sent this to all the other Rebbeim. It's just a fascinating maisa. I'm going to send it right now. If you go down, this is from the Hesped of Rav Abramsky at the Briskerov's Levaya. So if you look at the second paragraph, in Hagia Shmuel Ozno Sharav mi Brisk Odenu Noag Af Be Eretz Keshitas Rabbeinu Tam. Rav Abramsky heard that, like Noah was saying, that people were keeping Shabbos already when it was pitch dark, when there were tons of stars outside. Allah Eifor Rabbi Chazar Be'echad Ayamim Lim'ono Shel Maron Zatzal. And Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky entered into the Briskerov's office, Kemachtis Ashol Achar Shkia Zachama, already after a half hour after Shkia, when the sky was full of stars. The Heitzig Asheila, so he asked the Briskerov, this was Rabbi Abramsky. The first paragraph speaks about he used to be machmir about it in Europe, where it made more sense, where things were much later and things didn't get so dark. But in Eretz Yisrael, which is so close to the equator, things get much darker, much quicker. Like we just saw, the poskim in Eretz Yisrael are much more makel. So why would the Briskerov be machmir? He responded to him, "Yes, I'm machmir for the 72 minutes." For the Rabbeinu Tam, even after there's so many stars. Tamar Rabbi Yischezkel ba'azna va'omer, Hava, come with me. Netzek ga'es l'rchova shalir v'nira be'inenu ki kvark yard alayla. Come look outside with me. Look at the stars. Listen to this answer. L'mashma advarim posak maron zatzal. Listen to the Briskerov when he heard this. V'mesek sfasa va'omer, Toiro loy mechapsim b'rchov. V'es kviyas mitzias hayom v'alayla. Einanu mevakshim ladas bashuk. I don't decide the kviya and the decision of the day based on what I see outside in the street. Lanu yesh kabbalah al kach. We have a kabbalah. Vim yesh biyadinu kabbalah omeres ki aleinu linog keshetas rabbeinu tam. Azay hametzias haniglis leinenu einenu male oimayrida mu'uma. So basically the Briskerov said, it doesn't matter. And we follow halacha based on what it says in Rabbeinu Tam itself, even if the metzias itself seems to be not the case in the way it's presented. Whether apparently that was not the opinion of most of the poskim in Eretz Yisrael, and definitely not the luach in Eretz Yisrael, seems to be not even the shita of the Chazan Ish. Seemed to be the Chazan Ish held it was like the Gra. And just a little more for Tosefes, and it didn't even seem like he was concerned with the Rabbeinu Tam. But as we saw, the minhag in America, at least according to Rav Moshe, was to be choshish for Rabbeinu Tam, which led himself to 50 minutes. Mirtz Hashem, next week, we're going to see that this idea of Rav Moshe combining the shittas of the Gra and the Rabbeinu Tam and being concerned of both opinions has its ramifications in other areas. And this shaila is going to affect situations of, as I said, nida. It's going to affect situations of if a child is born in certain zmanim. I think I mentioned to you that there was a shaila of Rav Yashiv had the paskin, that there was a chasidah shemoyel, and he assumed, based on the Rabbeinu Tam, that all of these children were still born on Shabbos. And he was mal all these children, based on the Rabbeinu Tam cheshbin, on Shabbos. The article I saw, and I showed it to Rav Schechter, was that Rav Elyashiv paskin for each one of those children that they have to do a hatafas dambris, that it was a mila shaloi bezmana, it was shaloi kedin, because we paskin like the Gra, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. And I think the article said there were 400 kids that needed a hatafas dambris based on that moil, and when it was chapped, what zmanim he kept in terms of his psak for when to do the Mila, and Rabbi Schechter agreed with that. We had a different application of that psak, but that we paskin that a person who's nimol betoches, even though the Rama says if he's nimol biyom, he does not need a tafas dam bris, but we paskin like the shach that he does need a tafas dam bris, and we are choishes to do a tafas dam bris. So this machlekes, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra, had tremendous ramifications and affects the situation of a child. What's interesting is if you look in Hilchos Mila, that's where the Mechaber seems to take upon the other approach, like the Gaonim, so it's not even conclusive what the Rabbeinu Tam held in terms of Zmanim. So Mirtz Hashem, next week, we will catch up in terms of all the other halachos that this is relevant for, outside of classic Hilchos Shabbos for Malacha. But just to sum up, in terms of we paskin like the Gra, we are for sure choshish for the Gra, if not meikar adin, like most poskim hold like the Gra. No one should ever do malacha after shkia, shkia rishona, that we do not assume that that's considered daytime anymore. You should add on to Shabbos from beforehand. Women have the practice to even add out to Shabbos already to be yotze the shita of her blazer mimitz. But we hold that it's sufficient to add on some minutes before Shabbos, like Rav Moshe said, that you could drive in a car if you're a man beforehand. The 40 minutes was just a minhag based on allowing everyone to get what they need to be done. And the Rabbeinu Tam would have a different Zman of Tosefes that really affects us on the latter end of Shabbos, on the Tzeis of Shabbos, that we keep 50 minutes according to Rav Moshe. Where the 40 minutes came from of the minhag of many shuls is also like the shita of the Gra. I think that the 40 minutes is just a mimicking of something in Eretz Yisrael that would exist there. We're just going to do over here, but I don't think it's a fulfillment of the shita Rabbeinu Tam, like Rav Moshe pointed out. So the 40 minutes is to be mekayim the shita of the Gra. I guess the latest the shita of the Gra could get. And then to add on some Tosefes at the end of Shabbos, because most of the shuls in America have either 40 or 42 minutes, which does not always necessarily correspond to the Rabbeinu Tam based on Rav Moshe's psak. Okay.
So do we know what Rav Moshe would say in Eretz Yisrael for Rabbeinu America who's going there? Would we keep 72 minutes, or is there?
No, I would actually assume that if Rav Moshe's calculation, I think, I don't know the exact number, but I would assume it'd be much less than 72 minutes. Because if he thinks for us, it's 50 minutes, then there would be much, then even for the Rabbeinu Tam, it would be shorter.
Oh, it would be shorter.
What do they do in Florida? I think that's pretty similar latitude-wise as Israel's. I mean, do they do 50 minutes in Florida?
I don't know. I think in America you have the psukim vary from keeping classic Rabbeinu Tam, which many before Rav Moshe, the minig of those that were chosh Rabbeinu Tam, even Rav Moshe himself says, you know, a Yerushamayim should still keep the classic Rabbeinu Tam, even though it corresponds to nothing. But like the Brisker Rav just told us, we don't care what things correspond to. This was the Kabbalah, and that's what it is. So many people who are choshish for the classic Rabbeinu Tam, that's 72 minutes. The 50 minutes was the Chiddush of Rav Moshe to have the Rabbeinu Tam within the Cheshbon of what it plays out to where we are. And I think most of America keeps something like 42 minutes, which is, I think, of a basis off of the Vilna, the Gaonim, the Gra, plus whatever Zman for Tosefes Shabbos. Okay? Shkayach Rabosai. Have a beautiful week.
Shkayach. Jay, you'll send me the recording?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Rabbi Belzen, can I ask a question?
Sure.
If Tosefes Shabbos is the Raisa, and a person is about to daven the Erev Shabbos 5 minutes before Shkia, should they be Mekabel Shabbos, even though it might mess up their mincha, so to speak?
They should be Mekabel Shabbos, and they should daven Tashlumah.
One more question.
Then they should wait to daven Mariv and then daven Mincha after. They should daven Tashlumen.
No Mincha.
No Mincha.
Tashlumen. Mariv Tashlumen. Yeah.
Can you just repeat again where the Shita's Chazon Ish comes from? The 30 minutes plus 10 more minutes?
I think it was just an opinion. I think it was based on the extrapolation of what the Gra was, what he used to keep. I think it was based on the Gonim. And then it was, they just said it. He added up sometimes. He held Me'ikar, I think it was 30 minutes, which sounds like the Shita of the Gra. And then he just kept a little bit more for Tosefes. That's what it sounds like in the Stipler's book. Which is interesting. The way they're presenting it didn't seem like he was Choshesh for the Rabbeinu Tam. The way they're presenting it. I don't know. I don't know if that's accurate. You know, you have to know. Like it was pointed out before, Eretz Yisrael could come out if you figure it out. Rabbeinu, you might be Mekayim in a lot of those Manim, Rabbeinu Tam also. Once you're switching it based on the degrees, so you might be able to fulfill even Rabbeinu Tam in such a Zman. But the way the Archas Rabbeinu presented it was that Me'ikar Adin already held that it was Murtar to do Malacha already much earlier, like 30 minutes. Which means fundamentally he held like the Rav Tukachinsky, like the Luach of Eretz Yisrael. Which is what the Minig in Eretz Yisrael is like. And then it's Rav Moshe who created this new Zman according to Rabbeinu Tam. You'll see in Mirta Hashem next week we're going to get into in Eretz Yisrael they weren't as even choshesh for the Rabbeinu Tam in other areas of halacha, and they held in terms of what Daniel asked me before, they held that we really were paskening like the Gra. And that's going to come out for chumras in other areas, whether or not you could play around with Rabbeinu Tam in situations where you got stuck. The Eretz Yisrael poskim, like Rav Ozner writes in a few tshuvas, we don't even really hold like Rabbeinu Tam. We're machmir for him. We don't, you know, we're not really even chayshish. Okay.
In regards to Sphira, it's just we're going straight by the Gra.
Yeah.
Our normal whatever 24 or 23 minute calculation.
I mean, we count Sphira. We try to count Sphira after Tzeis, after Ben Hashemashos.
I know that you said there on the chart it shows like Sphira like 20 minutes before.
The Zmanim of Tzeis, you're saying?
Yeah.
So the Zmanim on the chart is the Luach is usually going with the Shita of the Gra. Yeah. Like Rav Tukachinsky, yeah. Okay. Cult of.